Peter Kinch is now getting to be nationally known as a wealth coach. He's a mortgage broker as well, but he's on radio and television regularly now. You're writing a regular column now in the investor magazines. And it's a pleasure to have known him before he was him. You know what I'm saying? But Peter keeps coming to me. He says, you know what? I got some more stuff that I can teach. I could teach. Did you guys enjoy him last month? Yes or no? Yeah. He's detail-oriented. He's an investor. You just bought another investment property. Congratulations. That's critical. We only want people who are legit at the front of the room, not flying some American in who's going to talk about stuff that's not going to mean anything to us. This is talking about what really works in this marketplace right now, right today. And I want to get you the experts who actually understand real estate, and we're going to get a couple more of those today. But first off, why don't we start off with giving Mr. Peter Kinch a huge Ontario welcome. Mr. Peter Kinch. All right. Woo.
Ooh. Well, I actually really enjoy. I was just talking to somebody in the back here, and I don't. Somebody asked, "Do you work for Rain?" And I said, "No, I do a lot of mortgage. I'm a mortgage broker by profession, and I do a lot of work with real estate investment groups." Okay, and for the last 4 years, we've been working. Myself and my team have worked exclusively with real estate investors, and I've said it before. I said it to the Vancouver group last Tuesday. I absolutely love talking to Don's group, and the reason is because you guys get it. You know, you guys understand your real estate professional, your real estate investment professionals, and you're separate. You're different than the rest, okay? And that's important to really emphasize because it makes a big difference. You know, I see a lot of different groups across the country, and I'm more than happy to fly back out here and come and spend some time with you guys because you get it. That's a compliment to yourselves there. But, you know, I was thinking after doing yesterday's bus tour, which was phenomenal, and I honestly, going and seeing a lot of different real estate investment groups, you guys really got the real McCoy with Don Campbell, I can tell you that. I mean, and I'm, you got to understand, I'm coming from an outsider's perspective and sitting on that bus tour yesterday, I hope you guys realize how fortunate you are and how powerful that was. People would pay thousands and thousands of dollars to have the privilege to learn what you learned yesterday. And I can tell you there's not a single other group in Canada that does that. So I think what you should do, if you haven't already, is if Don is in the back of the room there, give Mr. Campbell a hand for putting on a phenomenal show. I think he deserves a big hand. Now, if you heard my presentation last month, I talked about some sandbox rules. I talked about how the 1.1% investment rule. We're going to do a quick recap of that and review of that information. And if you ever work with me, and I provide, just for those who don't know, I do two types of jobs. One is the mortgage brokering. And we've just opened up an office here in Ontario and gotten licensed for that. But we also provide consulting and coaching. And one of the things that I do as a mortgage broker is now I've gotten to the point where because, in fact, I'll tell you, share with you another story. Don approached me about 6 months ago and said, hey, could you provide your services, some of the stuff you do for other groups, could you provide it for the RAIN members? And I'll be honest with you, my first inclination was, I'm not sure. And because one of the things I've done is I've put together a program that allows investors to work ethically and honestly and accomplish your goals. And that's different than a lot of other groups and a lot of other approaches. And in doing that, what we've been able to do, we've gone to banks, and because of the sheer volume that we've been able to generate recently, we've been able to go to banks and say that, you know, look, I'm going to lay all the cards on the table here. I'm not trying to, you know, do some of the fraudulent activity that we see that's rampant in the mortgage investor market. And as a result, we're going to lay everything out in the table. You tell me all your rules. Tell me how we can work with those rules. I'll bring you investors that follow those rules, and let's see if we can't create some new guidelines to work together with. And you know what? I've had at least two banks change their policies and change their rules as a result of that. And when Dawn and I, so my first question to Dawn is, hey, I'm happy to do business with you, but here's the rule number one in my books. I need to know that your members follow certain guidelines and ethical practices. And Dawn said, no problem. Here's our code of ethics that they have to follow. And I'm like, you're kidding me. You got a code of ethics? No, there's no real estate network that does that. So what immediately came to our mind is if we could band together and take the $1 billion worth of volume that you guys have and start approaching banks on a larger scale, what can we not accomplish? Right? And so I want to give you guys a hand, give yourselves a hand, because you guys have put together a phenomenal thing and you're doing it the right way. Now, there's four different types of mortgages, and I'm going to cover these, and I call them the sandbox rules, because in my opinion, as long as you understand the rules, you can learn to work with them. But you can't just go out there and try to do it willy-nilly. You have to have a game plan. You have to understand where the banks are coming from. Now, you're either buying a house. There's two types of houses you're going to buy. One you're going to live in. That's owner-occupied. And you're either going to put less than 25% down, and it's going to be high ratio, or you're going to put the 25% down, it's going to be conventional. The other type of house you're going to buy is residential, or sorry, for revenue properties. How many people are in this room because they want to buy their first house and only have a plan to buy one house only? All right, how many people are here because you want to learn how to develop a portfolio and gain something from real estate investing? Good, make sure I'm talking to the right room. Good, because, you know, it's important if you're going to do that, there's a totally different approach that you're going to have if you're going in and going to the bank and saying, hey, I want to buy a house. Well, that's a pretty basic thing because, you know, it's just one property. We're just looking for the best deal and best that the bank has to offer. But when you're going out there and you got a plan of action to go out and build a portfolio, it requires a completely different approach and a completely different strategy. And I can tell you that, and those of you who saw me last month, you know I'm adamant about the need for putting together a 5-year plan. In fact, I'm so adamant about it, I don't even do mortgages with people until I see their 5-year plan, because I think it could screw them up if you don't. In other words, if I don't know where it is that you're planning to be 5 years from now and where it is that you plan to go to, how could I possibly give you advice on a mortgage? It could be the worst thing that ever happened to you if you just get a mortgage without that person who's providing you the mortgage knowing more about your overall plan of action. I'll talk to you a bit about that later. The other thing is commercial. A lot of you are going to go from single-family homes, condos, and you're going to move up into commercial. Now, definition, most of you, when I say commercial, you immediately think, oh, I don't have any intention of buying retail outlets and different things like that or shopping malls. Commercial is actually anything that's 5 or 6 units or more, depending on the bank. So if you have a 5-plex, 6-plex, 8-plex, 12-plex, that's going to be a commercial mortgage, okay, small apartments, small multifamily. So for today's purposes and time restrictions, I am not going to be talking about commercial multifamily, okay? I'm going to be talking anything that's 5 units or less. So a lot of the things I refer to, you know, keep that in mind. It's a different sandbox and a different set of rules. So what are the sandbox rules? The bank. Think of it this way. When you're a kid, there's a sandbox and somebody owns the sandbox and they make the rules and they let you play in it. It's kind of how the banks are, right? So they make the rules. Don't fight it. Don't get mad or angry, just accept it. But you don't have to just roll over. You can just say, okay, fine. I want to learn more about your rules and I want to learn how to understand them so I can work with them, maybe manipulate them a little bit. So we're going to look at different types of rules, different types of sandboxes that exist out there, and I'm going to walk you through them. And then we're going to review some of the things I talked about last month, and we're going to take it to another step and give you guys a couple of more RAIN exclusives. John says, oh, give them some RAIN exclusives. I said, okay, I'll think of some. First of all, the owner-occupied. Let's say you own your house and you're putting 25% down. This is the most flexible sandbox that exists. When you come up to me and you say, hey, I'm buying my principal residence, I'm putting 25% down, you know, virtually anybody in Canada is going to qualify for that mortgage. I mean, we got options aplenty. A cornucopia of options, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can basically, we've got 40 different lenders to choose from. But now, all of a sudden, you sit there and you say, well, I don't have 25% down. I'm actually going to put less than that down. I'm going to put 20% down or 5% down or 0 down. Now we're moving into what's called high-ratio deals. And it's interesting. As soon as you go to high-ratio, the sandbox rules change. You went from this sandbox over to this sandbox. And guess who owns this one? CMHC and GE Capital. GE, which is now a new name for it, is Genworth. What's happened is you've immediately limited your options based on what they approve. So, again, it's just a different set of rules. Okay? New sandbox, so there's new rules. Now, that's on the owner-occupied side. So let's take a look at rental. You're buying a rental property. Okay? Picture this as another sandbox. You don't live in it now, so it's a rental property. You're going to put 25% down. We still got lots of options. You have eliminated some of the players out of the marketplace. Some of the trust companies who will only do CMHC-insured-only deals are now gone from the marketplace. We're now working with a more limited supply of lenders. Now, let's say, and here's the most complicated sandbox that exists, is the rental high ratio. Okay? That's where you want to put less than 25% down. Legally, there's very few players in this sandbox. Okay? So I want to make sure you guys are picturing these as different sandboxes and different rules. So when you change and all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm buying this rental property and putting 25% down. Okay, well, here's how we structure that. Oh, and I'm buying another one, I'm putting 10% down. Whoa, stop. We're over in this sandbox now. Okay? In this sandbox, GE and CMHC have very, very strict guidelines on insuring them. In fact, a CMHC high ratio insured rental property mortgage is what I call a Sasquatch mortgage. That's because you hear a lot about them, but no one's actually ever seen one. But apparently they exist somewhere in the North Woods of British Columbia. And if you don't qualify under the CMHC guidelines, the other options are to go alternative lenders. You're going to go unconventional. We have a lot of American-style lenders like Wells Fargo. Accredited home lenders have just come into the marketplace. GMAX in the marketplace now. And also, a Canadian lender is Exceed Mortgages. They can allow you to put as little as 10% down. But it comes at a cost, right? So, again, all I'm trying to do is there's no right or wrong here. I'm just trying to help you guys understand that when you move from one sandbox to the other, make sure you understand you're dealing with a different set of rules, okay? Now, on that premise, we're going to talk about revenue properties. And I'm going to do a quick review of some of the things I mentioned last month.